Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Wednesday, December 17th, 2025. 1 week away from Christmas Eve, 16 and a half minutes past the hour. Joined in studio by Christian Pearson. Glad to have him here this morning. Do want to remind everybody, today is the last day USPS Ground Advantage packages to get there by Christmas has to be mailed out today. Now, if you don't get it done today, USPS Priority Mail, tomorrow is the deadline to get your packages there by Christmas, or your letters or Christmas cards or whatever, and priority mail on Saturday the 20th. So there you go. Those dates are very, very important. Get your packages in. Were you just messaging somebody, Christian, and say, get your packages in the mail?
Yes.
Today's it. I got the wrong mic on. Go ahead.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes. I feel like most often if you're mailing somebody a package, you just change the Amazon delivery address, in my experience.
Oh, okay, so you get it from Amazon. You don't even wrap it.
I mean, if it's far away. No, what's been done before is if we're doing Christmas, if my family who lives in Michigan, they come down, they'll have the package sent to my house or my grandmother's house, and that they'll wrap it there.
Oh, that's nice.
So that's just
I wish I had a wrapper, not a musician, but somebody who would wrap my Christmas gifts.
Yeah.
Because honestly, I hate it. And I don't like to wrap.
It takes two or three presents every to get back into the. Then you sort of realize, okay, well, you can do this with just a few. You get the folds right and they look better. And
if somebody wants to volunteer to wrap my gifts, I would not stop.
Oh, yeah.
Them, let me tell you. I could just put little notes on there who this goes to and then just wrap that sucker up.
Of course.
Well, you know what? If somebody does want to, well, Christian's here, so we want to talk about a lot of stuff, and we only got 45 minutes left. But if you want to call in quickly and ask a question about the big dinner party last night or anything, feel free, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. But overall, Mary Ellen's dinner party and your Christmas dinner party, in your opinion, where is it on a scale of 1 to 10?
I'd say 9. There's always things that, I mean, I don't think anything is ever a 10.
Like your German joke.
Yes. Well,
That took us down to a 9 from a 10.
Maybe the only Christmas 10 out of 10 party she's ever attended was when we went to that Jill Biden fundraiser that had Cameron Mitchell there.
See, I'm not sure that was a 10 out of 10, because remember, I don't want to get into private conversations, but...
Well, she was really... I don't think Cameron Mitchell was advertised as someone who would be there, just his food was going to be there. And she was very excited that his food was going to be... In all these small courses they kept bringing out, the food was great, and she loved it. And then when Cameron Mitchell came out, she was so thrilled to see him in the crowd. So I thought that was...
Some bad that night, we've heard.
Yes.
So I think it went down to a 9.
Probably.
Now, I do want to say, though, that I think I'm going to start throwing dinner parties like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think it was very good.
You just have to get some nice china.
I get some china. I have some.
Okay.
I don't know whose it was.
Do you have enough to sustain a dinner party?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know where it came from, though, but I'm going to say, it was my grandmother's.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm going to say from.
Yeah.
Maybe say it was Mary Ellen's. This was Mary Ellen's china. You know, I don't. It's not, but
yeah.
I don't know where it came from, honestly. It's in my cabinet, cupboard, and I've never used it.
Make sure you don't put it in the dishwasher.
No, don't put it in the dishwasher. That's always trouble. Again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944, but definitely fun. And how did you feel about the food? I mean, seriously. She's been here listening right now.
I liked it. It was good.
It was different.
It was. I don't know what I was expecting, but I don't think it was meatloaf.
You know, it didn't taste like meatloaf to me, because like I said, I'm not the big connoisseur of meatloaf. And if you're thinking meatloaf at home right now, like meatloaf with onion and ketchup on top, that's not what it was. It kind of reminded me more of, what's the big, the meat dish that they serve at like rinky, swanky parties. What's that called?
I have no idea. I must be honest.
Like beef. Oh, what's... Oh, does anybody know what that's called? The big... It looks like meatloaf, but it's not.
I'm not sure. You know what my ideal... when I'm into politics and I get to choose the menu at dinner parties, the main course will always be something chicken related.
Like, chicken.
Yes. I don't know why I love it so much, but that's my meat of choice.
It's chicken.
Yes.
Go ahead, caller.
It's a beef Wellington.
Beef Wellington. It may have been, yeah, beef Wellington.
That was in my head, but I didn't know for sure.
I'm glad you gentlemen got to enjoy an elegant evening of using silverware in China.
It doesn't happen very often.
No, it was more the atmosphere, but those were just some of the accoutrement that was used.
Oh no, very tasteful. Sounds very elegant. But when you couldn't come up with beef Wellington, I knew I had to help you out there. Did she have the giant shrimp spears, the prawns, like at the community foundation?
No. Well, see, they're all about the shrimp, though.
Are we allowed to know the full menu, or are we only allowed to know meatloaf, or did I miss the menu?
It was meatloaf, it was mashed potatoes, it was, because apparently that's a staple.
Super salad?
No, we did not have super salad, but we had, it was a vegetable medley type of a thing, and German chocolate cake for dessert.
So you had your meat, your starch, your your potato, your meat, your vegetable, well, I guess, in my mind, a potato was all a meal of its own growing up. So meat, potatoes, and a vegetable and dessert.
Well, and I
wine,
think...
Wine? Anything like that?
There was wine. Yep, there was wine. Anything you wanted to drink basically was there last night. And I think the interesting thing about it was, honestly, was that it was the atmosphere. And there was music playing.
Yes.
I couldn't see where the music was coming from.
It was some of the old, like, the people who still have cable boxes. There are channels on, like...
Oh, they had the Christmas music. Yeah. It was, like, very instrumental Christmas music playing in the background.
Just low and festive, right? Just enough to get
yes.
the background.
Yes. It wasn't, like, overly blown festive, but it was festive.
Right.
And that was fun, and it was
in a subdued way.
Yeah, and everybody was dressed very nicely because they knew they were coming to something nice. So it was fun. It was just fun that way. But I think it was all atmosphere.
It was.
You were describing your experience, and I told you I had gone to lunch with all the fancy lawyers, and for lunch, we had the cloth napkins and the china and the silver, so I thought it was funny when you said it doesn't happen very often. I thought I had just done it the day before, but it had been a really long time since I'd done it as well.
Well, you just don't see that anymore, unfortunately. It's too bad. You don't see that in somebody's home, especially. I mean, it takes a long time to set all that that stuff up. And I think the theme, I guess is what I was saying, was Withrow Family Recipes.
Yes.
I think that was the, like, home for the holidays type of thing.
So was it her cake recipe also?
I'm sure it was, yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. That's very nice. Very nice touch.
Yep.
One thing that's very sad when you're talking about all of these, because I can imagine, I'm sure she had the gravy dish and the butter container. I'm sure it was all there. And the sad thing is when you go to these estate sales, is you find so many of those things, and you know it was Grandma's china or her full set of silver or whatever, and no one cared enough to pick it up and take it home with them, or, you know, maybe there wasn't anyone to take it home with them, but it's sad to see those traditions die after they've been handed down for a few generations.
You're right, and it was interesting last night because, you know, she did make a point to say at one point, this was my mother's china, and I think it brought back her mother to her in a way. And that's sad that people don't have those things anymore.
Well, and especially at her age, for that to have been her mother's china, that you all were dining off some very old, likely very valuable eatery.
Well, and I think that's why she made the daughters hand wash it while we were there.
Oh, Lord, you wouldn't dare put that in a dishwasher.
No. But it the atmosphere was also fun in that, like I said in the beginning of the story, you know, everybody pretty well in Marion knows what she did, and she accomplished a lot, and that's kind of how they see her in a way. But it's fun to see her with three of her daughters, because it's mom telling the daughters what to do, and it's the daughters, you know, that's mom to them. So it's just fun.
I was going to say, and I'm assuming women in their late 60s, possibly early 70s, that still, mom is still, I don't want to say bossing, but she's still the boss.
And she was. So I go back to when they offered somebody wine last night, Mary Ellen just, no wine for them. She was just, she was directing. But then they would tell the funny stories about mom, you know, that we always let mom do the mashed potatoes until she started sneaking instant mashed potatoes in there. Then we fired her from that job.
Oh, telling stories on mom. Piece of advice, gentlemen, going forward, whenever you go to anyone's house and there's a decorative soap, you are not welcome to use it. The purpose of it is to be decorative. So good job on not smearing the Clinton Gore soap. Going forward, if it's a little, especially at an older person's house, I was raised around, my dad was 51 when I was adopted, so I was raised around old people. I know the rules. You don't use the decorative soaps ever. They're strictly for decoration. Sometimes they're only put out when company is coming over. And don't use the hand towels. Figure something out. If you have to wipe it, like stick your hands inside your pockets and wipe your hands after you wash them, do not use the hand towels. So going forward, those are my pieces of advice. Sounds like you guys got through it. Other than that,
I thought Christian, really, when I got into the restroom after him, I thought honestly that this soap is still here, that he didn't pocket it. That I was shocked, because
can you imagine what that bar of soap is worth?
Well, I know that. I mean, really, I mean, I think that would have had to have been something you would have had to have been part of the campaign to get. I don't think they passed mm-hmm. those out at rallies. So it's interesting to me that she still has that and puts it out, but. You know, Christian likes to take things like that when he doesn't suspect anybody will notice it.
I don't believe that Christian is a thief.
A thief. I'm not trying to say he's a thief. He's a collector of political memorabilia.
If you steal soap out of the former treasurer, U.S. treasurer's bathroom, you're a thief. Especially if it's potentially valuable soap.
Well, I'll tell you, that's a meme if there ever was one.
Well, she knows that I enjoy collecting these things, because for my graduation party, she slid me three uncirculated $10 bills from...
Right!
And you know...
So by not stealing the soap, you might actually end up with the soap.
Yeah, I bet if somebody would have said something about the soap, that she would have given it. She's very hospitable.
Yes.
Someone should have at least complimented her soap. I hope you complimented her. Yeah, I couldn't help but notice that.
I think we did.
Would have been a good way to bring up some conversation of how the soap came to be.
Well,
next time. There's always a next time.
Well, I was still in shock, because I really expected Christian to steal the soap. And when he didn't...
Soap that's older than you, Spears?
That's older than me. You got it. You got that. That soap was older than me. But it held up very well. The colors were very nice. Soap
probably,
holds up apparently forever.
You know, I don't know if that was there. I was there probably this time last year.
I bet it gets put out for guests.
And yeah, I don't know that it was there the last time I was there.
Yeah. No, it was neat.
I do believe it is probably decorative soap that gets put out for the guests. That was a thing amongst that generation. But Christian, I likely won't talk to you before then. I hope you have a wonderful holiday season.
Thank
and
you.
A happy new year. And Spears, I probably will talk
same.
To you again. If not, I'm going to be in New Orleans. It's going to be warm.
Well, I will be here. Now remember, you can take us to New Orleans with you.
Hey, we're driving. We're road tripping. We're doing the tour of the southern states. Apparently, we're following ice around the southern United States. So maybe I can catch an illegal detention on camera and share it with everyone.
There you go. Why not? Merry Christmas. You know, that nothing says Christmas like illegal detentions.
Exactly.
There you go. Thanks.
Take care, guys.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, no, and really, I thought you would have stolen the soap. But anyway. I don't want to harp on that.
I was looking at it, and I was just like, all that was in my head was, I hope this ends up in a museum someday, or I hope it doesn't get used or thrown away, or
Beef Wellington. Yeah, I believe that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, well, because that flashed through my head, because I was thinking,
didn't it remind you of that?
Sort of.
I thought for a second that's what it was.
I mean, if it was encased in bread, yes, it would have, you know.
But it was, not, it didn't look like meatloaf. No. It didn't look like you took meatloaf out of a pan.
Yeah. I don't know. It was good, but it was a nice curveball.
Maybe some stroganoff or something.
Yeah.
Somebody said a roast out here. Oh, somebody said they do want a WGH t-shirt. Now, if they would wear it. See, I don't believe they would wear it. And then I'd go to the cost of getting them the t-shirt, and I don't think they would wear it. But, you know.
It would have to be. It would have to be a nice quality. It would have to have a nice little. You know, you don't want it to have an ugly logo or just say. Because there are. I've seen a lot of t-shirts that, you know, like the ones that they used to hand out for free at the basketball games. They were free. They were not very well, you know. Not a shirt. It's a shirt you would wear to the gym to do yard work. It's, you know.
See, that's what I don't want.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I want a t-shirt that somebody's going to wear out in the public and show people.
You know,
advertise.
Billboard. I don't think you can do it. I think when people give out these t-shirts with their logos, they're making a mistake. You need to do what every Republican on city council, they have their City of Marion Love Your City polo shirts.
Polo shirts.
You know, the mayor, a few others that they wear. Like, you would need a WGH polo shirt, I think.
You have to go polo?
Yeah, you have to go polo.
Okay, would people prefer a polo shirt over a t-shirt? Let me know. Before we get to the this isn't exactly a political question, but it's a question being asked right now. Should you give Santa help at Christmas time by making a list for people who might be buying you gifts? So should you help Santa out along the way?
Absolutely. When I was younger, I would. Yeah, I mean, I don't make what I do is I know the price limit that different relatives have. So, you know, like my parents, obviously, you know, they're my parents, so that, you know, there's a bit of a higher limit. I asked them for an iPad, you know, because that's what all the college kids, they buy the pencil, they take the notes on the iPad for their class. And, you know, I'm going to have one of my grandmothers buy me a case, you know, not as expensive, then buy the pencil, then buy, you know, I had one just buy me a nice sweatshirt. So there's, you sort of send, what I do is I'll send different, you know, I'll text a link to my grandma and my aunt and my mom and my dad of different things, and I'll have a master list, and I'm like, okay, my aunt got me this, my grandma got me this, so.
Well, I don't think sending a gift is a list is bad, but if you don't get something on your list or they've already gotten you something, I think sometimes that can be a little intrusive.
Yeah.
Like your list shows up and they've already got you something and they think, oh, that's not on the list.
Which is why the list has to come like a week before Black Friday. The list has to come before the Black Friday deals come, so you have the...
Right. And I think that it has to be sometimes asked.
Yeah.
Santa has to say... No, do you have a list?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to get you.
Yeah, but the thing is, if you send a list out, like when I was younger, I would send everybody the same list. They had to do an extra layer of coordination with each other. Like, did you get him this? Because I want to get him that. Like, there are websites that do online Christmas lists that will link to Amazon and eBay and all that. And my girlfriend sent me a list, you know, that she had sent to several other people, and I'm like, who got you what? I don't know what to get you.
You told us what you got your girlfriend, which was kind of unique. What did she get you? Did you send her a list?
I think I just asked for... No, what I asked her for was... Because her friend... If you get a new iPad, you want to get the pencil so you can write on the iPad with it. And I think her friend also is getting an iPad from a relative. So she bought two Black Friday Apple pencils. So I'm getting a pencil and her friend's getting a pencil. These are the
she
ones
got
that,
you a pencil?
So
an iPad pencil.
An iPad. I mean, they're not cheap.
Oh. Okay. I don't know. How much does an iPad pencil go for nowadays?
$80.
Really?
$80? So what you do, it's magnetic, it sticks on the side of the iPad, and it's got like this haptic, you can tap on it and you can change the color, you can change. It's very useful, and you can pull your notes up from your iPad to your computer. Very helpful, which is why I want one for Christmas.
Very nice. Go ahead, caller.
Why, Christian and Scott, which category would either of you come in when they said, what is that phrase? I kind of forgot it. You guys can help me out. Have you been bad or good, naughty or nice? Or
naughty or nice,
like
you got it.
I remember that. Yeah, but just for kicks, Christian, what category would you come under if they was checking it twice?
I would think I've been nice.
How's that?
I think...
Naughty or nice now?
I would say nice. I would say nice.
Oh, boy. You're a pile of fun, man. You know what? How about you, Scott?
Well, I definitely have been nice this year.
Oh, my goodness, you guys. Now, that's kind of funny. Both of you agree with the same thing. I just thought I'd give you a little jingle and...
Do you think Christian should have stolen the soap last night? Because I fully expected. That would put him on the naughty list, I think.
Now, yes,
you know
would've...
what? I kind of was beating around a little bit, Scott. I'm glad you brought that up. That's one of your favorite sayings. That, I don't think he would, but... it's kind of neat to have that soap like that and be able to know that what kind of fragrance did it have?
I didn't.
You know, you get, my goodness gracious, you know your Zest soap and that. That
I think it was an ivory soap.
Yeah, it was white, so I would assume ivory.
Ivory. Oh, that's great, but that's the wrong kind of thing. Ivory would be related to an elephant, wouldn't it? The ivory on an elephant? That would be Republican?
Oh, think about that. Oh, that's very good.
Oh, yes, let's go on there.
Well, that's why Christian didn't steal it, then. Now we know the truth can be told.
That's naughty of him.
That is naughty.
There you go.
It's a Trojan horse soap.
Hey, Scott, yeah? I just thought maybe I'll get off of here, but would you please repeat the time that you was Mary Ellen's house and you had chocolate. Did you have chocolate last night?
We did. Well, we had German chocolate cake.
Well, yeah, I heard that. But you remember the chocolate?
I do.
I'm going to get off here and you tell about getting rid of it because you didn't care about chocolate. Put it in her bedroom dresser drawer or something like that. Thanks, Scott.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye. Well, this is a classic holiday story. It didn't happen on the holiday. Have you ever heard this story, Christian?
No, I have not.
All right, sit back. This is going to be a good holiday tale. Now, you can never tell anybody that this happened because I still think to this day she's not aware that it happened. But it's about 5 years ago. Matter of fact, it was 5 years ago because it was a birthday party with a zero in the year, okay? So I'm going to try to condense this story because I've taken a lot of time telling this story in the past. But here's essentially what happened. Big, big party at Mary Ellen's house for her birthday. Norm was still around at that point. All her kids were there, grandkids, invited guests, a lot of people, you know, from Primrose. A lot of people there for a big, 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 big party.
Right in the height of COVID, by the way.
It was. But we were all there. And she had her garage open where a lot of people were sitting. Brenda Donegan was there from the Star. So anyway, I'm sitting out in the garage talking with Mary Ellen and Norm, and I think Brenda Donegan was out there. And a whole bunch of other people. There were folding chairs out there. And we're talking. And they had these very, the expensive Ghirardelli chocolates.
Oh, yeah.
They had the Ghirardelli chocolates that they were passing around before the big meal was going to happen. And I'm sitting there in the garage. And there's people everywhere. I mean, it was a busy party. She got a big family. So somebody came around and they were unwrapped. The Ghirardelli chocolates were unwrapped. So somebody who was serving that day gave me do you want a Ghirardelli chocolate? Sure. So they gave me the Ghirardelli chocolate, and I put it in my hand because I had, where else am I going to put it? I put it in my hand, and I'm sitting there talking to Mary Ellen, Norm, and Brenda Donegan, and we're kind of catching up on old times. And I swear to you, I don't know what happened, but at one point I realized that I had this Ghirardelli chocolate in my hand. And clearly, the Ghirardelli chocolate is melting at this point. And I look down, and it is now on my pants. And I'm sitting there, and nobody else has noticed this. I swear to you, nobody else noticed this. And I'm thinking, oh my God, I've got Ghirardelli chocolate all over the front of my pants now. And what do you do? I don't want to let Mary out, because she'll feel uncomfortable. And I don't want to ruin the big birthday celebration. What am I going to do? But Ghirardelli chocolate holds up very well. There was still Ghirardelli chocolate in my hand. So I said, oh my goodness, what in the world am I going to do? How do I get to the bathroom to wipe this off? So off my pants and off my hand. So I go, I think they moved. I think they got up and moved into the house and were like, come on, Scott, come into the house. I'm like, oh, just a second. I'll be there in just a second. And somehow, I don't remember exactly, but I made my way to the bathroom without anybody noticing what was going on. So I get in the bathroom, and there's just, if I remember right, there were just the hand towels. Now, this is Ghirardelli chocolate. And I've got to use something to wipe this off the front of my pants and get rid of this. So I'm start using the hand towel. Then I realize, oh God, the front of my pants are all wet, and the hand towel's got Ghirardelli chocolate all over this. And I'm thinking now that the Ghirardelli chocolate is all over the hand towel. I still got some of the Ghirardelli chocolate left. This is a mess. My pants are wet. I'm in the bathroom. There's a big party going on just outside the door. So here's what I did. There was a cup, a glass cup, sitting on the sink. So I threw the hand towel, the Ghirardelli chocolate, all the evidence in that cup, put it in a drawer, opened up a drawer in the bottom of the restroom, threw it in the drawer, shut the drawer, and got the heck out of there. Now, here was my hope. I figured that Mary Ellen, weeks later, would pull that drawer open and see that. And she would say, oh, one of my grandkids did this. There you go. That's the chocolate story.
Just those chocolates, they come individually wrapped. So that was my first question. Like, what?
It was unwrapped. What would you have done?
I would have done
I don't
the
think
same.
I did the wrong
no,
thing.
No, I would have done the exact same thing.
Because there were little kids there. I know she would have said.
Oh, yeah.
When she pulled that out, she didn't find it that day. I bet you when she pulled that out weeks later, she said what? Oh, one of my grandkids, look at this.
Yeah.
They've ruined my cup and a hand towel. They've got Ghirardelli. And I don't think to this day she's aware that that happened.
No, I think you might be taking that one with you.
Yeah, I'm going to take that one to the grave.
Yeah.
Because you don't want that. That's bad. That's bad party etiquette.
It is. It really is.
But I told it because, I felt, I want to be honest, it did happen.
That's true. It did happen.
Did happen. So that was the Mary Ellen birthday party from about 5 years ago. So there you go. I was talking about you and your girlfriend Christmas gifts here. Now, have you heard the new thing on TikTok about the bird?
No.
Oh, this is fascinating. I saw this the other day. That here's how you find out if your relationship's really going to last. Marriages, so on and so forth. At some point, they can't know that you're doing this. But you walk into the room with them, and you say to them, whatever their name is, hello, or hey, blah, 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 I just saw the most interesting bird. And if they really pay attention and really start interacting with you, that means your relationship might last. But if they don't care and don't pay attention, that's a sign that they're not really interested.
I can see that, definitely.
Now, what do you think would happen, honestly, if you said that to your girlfriend?
I think on both sides of it, there would be a little bit of initial disinterest. I mean, it'd be like, yeah, yes, tell me more. And then you figure out, okay, this is actually interesting.
So you really think that she would say, tell me more?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's a sign of good things.
Yes, it is.
I think most people would not pay attention. Because I think to myself, if somebody said, hey, I saw an interesting bird, I'd probably say, oh, that's good. That would probably be my response.
I can understand that.
So, that's the way that goes. Well, current events here. What did you make of Governor DeWine defending Amy Acton, saying that the decisions that were made during COVID, they were my decisions, so no one should blame someone else if they don't like it. The buck stops with me. And then he went on to say, let's see here. Where is his other statement here? I thought it was very powerful. I got advice from her. I got advice from people around the country, DeWine said. I was trying to get as much information as I could about something that we didn't know much about, and I made decisions based upon that. But they were my decisions. They were not her decisions.
Well, one, I think it's basic. You know, they worked together for several months, and, you know, they had a professional relationship, and they still stay in touch. I think, on the other hand, he does not want to, you know, a lot of the attacks on Amy Acton are attacks on DeWine.
About COVID.
So he, of course, is not going to add fuel to the fire for those attacks.
But I don't think he was protecting himself there. He didn't have to say anything because people are blaming her right now. Even the Vivek campaign has used this against her.
Yeah, and I think it's partially...
And of all people to defend her, Mike DeWine. And he couldn't have been more forceful when doing it.
No, and I just, you know, he obviously says he does not want to endorse the Republican right now. So I think that just sort of goes to show, you know, he's really not too crazy about the Republican campaign.
No, but I thought this was a big shot in the arm for her.
Oh, definitely. It definitely was. Now, the fact that, I mean, I think we talked about this last time. They still stay in touch. I think that's interesting, too, especially if they stay in touch during the campaign.
Well, I think clearly a conversation probably went down about this.
Yes.
Between the two of them. I don't think either will ever admit it.
Yes.
But I'm sure it happened. Now, it's also, you know, I'll say it again, I saw Governor DeWine at the Little Brown Jug. He came over, did an interview with me, probably 20 minutes long, live on the spot. Couldn't have been nicer. I have nothing bad to say about this man.
I don't think many people do. I mean, he's, you know, he's a normal guy.
Normal guy, nice man.
Which, you know, normal guy, nice man is a rarity in this day and age, but, you know, what can you do?
He didn't invite me to the State House Christmas party that I'm aware of. Has that taken place yet?
I think it's there's one taking place today for all the House staff at noon in the atrium.
Noon? What kind of party is that?
Well, it's just, you know, free lunch and I don't know, but, you know, so... Yeah, that's for all the State House staff. So, I mean, if I was at work today, you know, I'd be able to.
When's the big swanky, rinky, you know, uptown party that DeWine goes to and Trestle goes to and they all go to and they light up the State House and it's wonderful?
I don't know if I've been invited to that. I don't think I have.
It's Saturday, isn't it? I think it's usually on a Saturday. I'm still available, presumably. Governor DeWine. Send me an invitation. I'll come on down.
Presumably it's on Saturday. I don't think they open, because I got an email about that, so I'm about the party today, so I think it's on a need-to-know basis.
So you don't know?
I don't
know. Could you find that out for me?
Yes.
Could you say why hasn't Scott Spears been invited, the guy you talked with at the Little Brown Jug last year?
Yes, I will work my way up the
chain. Please, I'd like to get an invitation.
Oh, of course.
I mean, I'll, and a guest.
Of course.
Plus one, I don't want to go alone.
Plus one,
yeah.
Of course.
I mean, it's the way it should be.
It is the way it should be. It's only just.
It's only just. Please see that.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm sure an error, an egregious error, was made somewhere along the line that I did not get an invite to the State House Christmas party.
There was a government shutdown for a while. You know,
Invitation got lost in the mail.
Of course.
Invitation got lost. I understand that, and I'm willing to overlook it.
Of course.
Yeah. So maybe I'll get one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hope so.
Oh, absolutely.
Please, you're on the inside there. You know who to talk to.
I could ask a few people who I should talk to, yes.
Yeah. I'm good at a party.
Oh, of course.
As long as I don't have the Ghirardelli chocolates, I'm good.
Yeah, you're fine.
Leave those Ghirardelli I won't touch them.
If they're wrapped, keep them wrapped.
Please. I'll tell you what kind of party I did go to the other night, though. It was the Emmanuel Early Learning Center 2005 Christmas program.
2025 Christmas program.
Yes, is that what I said?
You said 2005.
Oh, 2000. I went to that the other night. 20 years late. No, 2025 Christmas program. It was at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church. I talked about this earlier in the week, but it was a great program. They sang Jingle Bells, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, Away in a Manger, I'm a Little Drummer Boy, Five Little Elves, Drummer Boy, Reindeer Pokey, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and they closed with We Wish You a Merry Christmas. It was a nice holiday party. Now, if I'm not on the list, I was on the list for that. Well, I really didn't get an invitation. But, you know, State House. Go ahead, caller.
Well, Scott, you and Christian could get there very easily with your guys' ability of doing things. And this little hint would be, you get a placard and put on your chest saying, press, Scott, and have Christian having the cord wrapped up, and you have your microphone, and you get a presentation there with all the dignitaries there. Don't you think that'd be a good idea? And you don't have to have a press, don't have to have the invitation, do they?
Well, I think this is one of those events where they probably keep the press out.
Oh my goodness!
I know.
Oh my goodness! I never heard of that in the politics.
Well, I think it's because at these holiday parties, you know, there's a little wine going around.
Yeah, and
Well, Christian's old enough for the wine, isn't he?
No,
not quite.
Oh, I did not know that. I'm sorry, making you so young there, Christian. And Scott's so old. Could you balance the scale with
Scott's
the
so up? Old? What a thing!
You guys both have good holidays. Goodbye.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye. No, I want to be on the list, Christian. We got to get this done.
I think anytime there's a party in Columbus, you know, those are the only time that the Democrats will like the Republicans. It's all the Democrats who spend the year trashing, same thing, you know, in blue states. You know, the Republicans are this, that, and the other, and then come the Christmas party, everyone is, you know.
You think Vivek and Amy Acton will be there? I know them both. I know Governor DeWine. Why am I not on the list to this party?
You seem to know more people than the candidates for governor.
Exactly.
So, you know, in Christmas of 2017, or next Christmas, you know, we'll have a new governor. So
Not yet.
Well, we'll be about 2 weeks out.
So I'm sure Governor DeWine will still be throwing his big Christmas bash.
God, I hope I hope we haven't killed the ice cream social.
Oh, I hope it didn't go away, did it? They still have it out at their house, don't they?
I don't know. That's the thing. I don't know. The DeWine ice cream social.
I think that's nice.
Yeah.
That was unique to him.
It is unique to him.
So, went to the Emmanuel Lutheran 2025 Christmas program. All the little kids sang wonderfully. And yeah. I think there's something about being in a church.
Yes.
That is very angelic at Christmas time.
Of course.
Big Christmas tree and just lots of fun and holiday fare.
I think that's a fair point to make.
Go ahead, caller.
Happy Scott Spears Day.
Oh, what is this Scott Spears Day?
I believe it was December 17th.
Oh, you know, I don't even remember, but you know what? It could have been.
Well, aren't you going to the parade?
Oh, is there a parade later today?
There should be.
Well, there should be. You're exactly. I'm with you on that. 37 degrees. There should be. I honestly forget what day that was. It the 17th?
I believe it is.
Oh my gosh! I can park anywhere today. That's what Mayor Scherzer told me. No parking tickets.
You get free parking in the city, and the executive washroom key.
I mean, why do you believe here Scott Spears Day? I really should be on the list for the State House Christmas party.
I guess you should if it's National Scott Spears Day.
It certainly is.
Well, I don't know about national.
It's certainly an Ohio thing.
Yes.
Yeah,
definitely. Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, yes, I'm sure there'll be a postage stamp before you know it.
You have to be dead, don't you?
Yes.
So let's hope not before you know it. Let's hold out on that for a little bit.
An AI postage stamp.
There's AI everything, God knows. Hey, thanks.
Hey.
You know, that was a fun thing.
It was. I don't know what Scott Spears Day is.
You didn't know about this?
No, I didn't.
See, I don't like to brag. But what happened was, a couple years ago, Mayor Schertzer came in for his last interview. I think this would have been 2023.
Okay.
And he had proclamations with him.
Yes.
And lo and behold, he proclaimed that day Scott Spears Day.
Okay.
It was strange, but God bless him.
Well, that was the last proclamation that didn't say love your city, I bet.
I bet it was, and I've got it. It was a two-page proclamation.
Two pages. What made it two pages?
Well, I think he was recounting my journalistic career.
Okay.
And then also proclaiming the day, Scott Spears Day.
Well,
do you think the new mayor will give me an accolade like that?
I think the new mayor would be hard-pressed to grant you an interview, much less give you... Have you interviewed the mayor on the right? He's coming up on two... On, you know, the next year will be the third year.
No, I've interviewed him before he became mayor, but not while he was mayor.
Okay, so you have not interviewed the mayor.
Hope springs eternal, though. He's always welcome.
Oh, of course.
He's always welcome.
Anyone's welcome.
They're always welcome. But... So, my point on this Christmas program, do you like a good Christmas program at the holiday time, a good kids' Christmas program?
You know, I have different ways that I celebrate with, you know, the hot chocolate and the movies and the...
Oh, there was hot chocolate and cookies after this event.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, very nice.
Yes. It's, you know, in high school I would volunteer, you know... Card and Craft Show, or when they still had the Exploratorium open downtown, they'd, you know, do Christmas stuff there. So, you know, there are ways that I am festive in.
Well, this was festive, and I think, as I've said earlier in the week, Abby, who is the Learning Center director, she was the MC that night.
Yeah.
You know, welcomed everybody and announced the songs and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
I thought she did a wonderful job in that. Well,
that's good.
Yeah. So I thought she did great. And I was glad to be there.
But
there was a very large man who stood in my path.
I don't know what I was. It was some obviously event with a crowd. There's some very tall. No, it was at the night before I got sick. It was the Rosa Parks Day with Joyce Beatty and Bob Taft and Jim Clyburn and, you know, a lot of dignitaries. There's a very tall. It was one of my peers who was there with. He was so tall. He was sitting, you know, obstructing my view of the. You could see everything on the stage except for the podium. Because this person I was at this event with, so that was very annoying to me.
Well, this was just like a guy who goes to the gym every day.
Oh, okay.
And he was just wide
that
way. And he stood in my way for like 10 minutes. And then at one point he turned around and goes, "Oh, am I in your way?" And I said, no, because you don't want to be nice at the Christmas party.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But then he sat down.
Tis the season. Okay.
Then he sat down. But I missed about 10 minutes of the thing because of that. I was trying to lay down in my seat and see what was going on.
That's okay.
And then there was a screaming baby over to my right. But and these people were able to handle it, though, because they seem like seasoned parents.
Well, I mean, a lot of parents are not seasoned. A lot of parents, it's their first time on Earth.
Listen, the woman was pregnant. She had a baby on her chest, and the boyfriend, husband, whatever he was also holding a child.
That's a quick turnaround.
And I assume there was a child they were there to see. So I felt they were very seasoned, because it seems like every 9 months they're popping something out there.
Very seasoned. I hope they're both fruitfully and gainfully employed.
They look like very nice people.
I mean, well, I'm sure they're not, you know, raising, especially that many, you know, it requires, you know, something extra.
And people were dressed up. It was a very nice occasion.
Oh, of course.
So, and it took me 6 years to go. I was invited to this for 6 years, and I don't know that I was really invited. I honest to God, I think I was, see, you've got to inform me, like, the day of or the day before,
yeah.
Or else I'm going to forget. And I think in past years I was not reminded of this particular event. But this year I was, so I went.
There you go.
Because friendship, here's what I've learned. If you learn anything this holiday season, learn this. Friendship is about showing up. That's the most difficult things to do.
Yes, it is.
That's the most difficult things to do. One of the most difficult things to do in the times that we live in is show up. Because, you know, you can send your little notes and you can do this and that now because we live in technology world. But to actually show up, that takes time. And that's one of the things that we don't have a whole lot of these days. So I think showing up for your friends is a big deal. So I just wanted on the record that I did show up.
You did show up.
So what is your Christmas wish, Christian, for the holiday season?
I just hope that everyone's able to enjoy their time off. That everyone's able to, you know, kind of refresh themselves and come back into the new year. For me, you know, the end of January when my break ends, to come back into everything with, you know, more energy, better habits, ready to attack the new year.
Absolutely. It was good to see you.
It was great to be back.
Fun to be at the dinner party last night with you.
Yes, it was.
And good to have you here this morning, and hopefully you'll be able to stop back by soon.
Absolutely.
And that Statehouse Christmas party invitation will be right around the corner.
Absolutely. We will check on that.
I cannot wait for that. All right, for Christian Pearson, Scott Spears, for this day, heading for the dugout.